No matter what's on your plate or your mind this holiday season, the UPS Store wants to help. With our pack and ship guarantee, we're helping gifts arrive safely to guarantee more.
They know me so well. Picture perfect gifts.
We're helping guarantee more smiles with our pack and ship guarantee. If we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Stop by your local the UPS Store for holiday help shipping holiday gifts. Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to day two of the Living Abroad Profile Challenge. You are hot off of day one, defining your way, and now we're going to look at finding your ideal path. Today, we'll focus on identifying the route that best describes your situation and understanding the core purpose and intention behind your decision, because you've identified that from day one. Now, by understanding why you want to move and gathering some data, you can make informed decisions about where you should go. Now, day two, again, is a high-level view of visas. I want you to have a general understanding of the core visa options that are at your disposal. Here is a disclaimer. Every country controls its immigration process, and so it's important to always look up the most recent information about the visa in the country you're applying to. Okay, let's get started. I'm going to focus on the non-lucrative visa, the digital nomad visa, the education visa, the entrepreneur visa, and the retirement visa. Those are the five that we're going to focus on in day two. Starting with the non-lucrative visa. The non-lucrative visa is one that you can apply for in just about any country if you can show sufficient means to support yourself without seeking employment in that country. Now, there is a gray area in some countries between the non-lucrative visa and the retirement visa. Because when I say you're showing sufficient means to support yourself, if you are a retiree, that means of support would be your pension, your Social Security check, right? That would be how you show your sufficient means to support yourself. However, this is the category that I actually fall in, the non-lucrative visa, because I didn't want to wait until I was retired. So that means I have to show my income in a different manner, but it has to show sufficient means of support. And that's where a lot of people inside RYL Abroad are at. They don't want to wait until they're 67, and so they want to have their own income coming in. That could be in several ways. That could be investment property income. That could be in the form of dividends from investments. That could be through your own business. Okay. As long as you're saying, I can support myself and I don't have to seek a job. And neither of those visas will allow you a permit to work inside of the country. Okay? Now, the digital nomad visa is probably the most popular visa and the one that you hear about the most these days. There are so many countries that either revamped or are introduced for the first time the digital nomad visa because so many people work from anywhere. Now, the key to the digital nomad visa is also that you're not seeking employment within that country, but instead you are coming, being able to demonstrate that you are employed, gainfully employed, either as a W-2 or I-9 worker. And in most cases, you would also have to demonstrate that that company is fully aware that you are working inside of the country that you're applying for. And there has been people that have tried to circumvent that requirement. I really implore you not to take shortcuts. It's nothing more utterly embarrassing than being escorted outside of a country. So we believe in doing things the right way. Alrighty. There are a lot of people that seek remote employment, seek to have that kind of flexibility through work contracts, and they apply for digital nomad visas. So that is a very, very popular strategic way to move outside of the United States. It's great for freelancers. It's great even people who have online businesses, because I could fall into categories to apply for a digital nomad visa or a non-lucrative visa myself. So there's flexibility in there. You have to remember, I said at the top of this, that knowing and understanding these visas, that a lot of the final decision that you make on which one to apply to is going to have a lot to do with strategy. Okay. Because for example, a digital nomad visa in most cases will have a higher income threshold to show than a non-lucrative visa. But on the other hand, the non-lucrative visa has a higher threshold of savings to show. So you have to understand the differences and the nuances of the visa so that you know which one to apply to. Now let's move on to the education visa. I don't want anyone to ever sleep on this one, because I know a lot of times when you think of an education visa, you think of someone that's probably straight out of high school. But on the contrary, remember, college doors are never closed to anyone, ever, no matter what your age is. And so a lot of people use this visa as a way to plan that move outside of the U.S. because it gives you instantly a visa for at least 2 to 4 years, sometimes 2 to 5 years, depending on what program you go into and whether or not you're going to school full time or part time. Now, in most countries, the education visa does have a work component, so you are able to work part time inside of that country. And if you don't know, if you're seeking a doctoral level degree, in most countries, a doctoral level degree is absolutely free. And it gives you the ability to apply for numerous stipends, living stipends and housing stipends, all sorts of monies to help you along the way as you're completing your doctoral studies. So no matter where you are in life, don't rule out the education visa. Some would say that it is the easiest visa to get when you really want to move. I don't know. It depends on your set of circumstances, but by no means should you ever just ignore it, especially if you identified in day one that continuing or pursuing your academic opportunities, be it undergrad, graduate, or doctoral level, if that is something that you have just acknowledged is really important to you, then this could be your pathway. This could be the time. Remember, this is the time that you're betting on yourself to make your life the way you want it to be. Now, let's move on to talk about the entrepreneurial visa, because this is another visa that I think is often too overlooked. There are several countries that have just top tier entrepreneurial accelerator programs that are attached to visas. So you can go into that country, be in a business accelerator program, learn how to start your business in that country, learn how to build a business while you're living in that country. And then oftentimes your visa can be extended beyond the accelerator component, or it's attached to you having an incubator in that country for continual support. If entrepreneurship is your path of choice, your choice of path, then don't overlook this. As a matter of fact, I used to put out regularly international entrepreneur accelerators, and I think I'm going to go back and update it, because I haven't done an update since post-COVID. So look for that in the community, okay? Lastly, let's talk about the retirement visa. This honestly is the easiest visa of them all, because it is self-explanatory. And keep in mind, remember I said there's this gray area in the title of retirement versus non-lucrative. Some countries may be labeling it non-lucrative, and it works as both. Okay. It works as both. So if you are over 67, over 65, or whatever your retirement age in the U.S., and you have that pension Social Security income, then just apply for a retirement visa. It's the fastest visa to get pushed through. It really is. And just go live your best life. It is the easiest one. However, if you're not at retirement age, look at the requirements for the non-lucrative and then don't wait. Don't wait. You know my motto. My motto is, why wait when you can plan your life to live however you want to live now? Another thing that we're going to consider in finding our ideal path is, I need you to consider whether or not this visa application is going to be submitted for you and you yourself alone or with family members. Because when you're attaching on family members, be it children or spouse, then there is an uptick in the financial requirements of any country. It's not automatically double, so I don't want you to think that. But it is an uptick in the requirement because, you know, showing that you can sustain yourself as a single person versus a family of four is a very different thing. And also, if you're pursuing the education visa, especially, there are some countries that have actually discontinued you bringing along your entire family while you're doing your studies. Not all countries, but there are some countries that did discontinue that amount of flexibility. Alrighty. So coming off of day one, defining your way and understanding your visa options is critical to knowing how you're going to make this happen for yourself. So have fun in looking at these visas a little more closely, coming up with some strategies for yourself of which path you think is going to be right with you. Okay. And above all, have fun.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.